Good morning, the Exotic Vet. This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. How are you going?
Good, thank you.
That's good. I was wondering if you could please help me. I got recommended to you by our vet, but our vet doesn't actually look after guinea pigs, and our little guinea pig, I don't think he's very well at the moment.
Oh, dear. What's going on?
He's not very old. We got him about 10, 12 weeks old, and we've only had him for a couple of weeks now. There's two of them, and one is fighting fit, and the other one I've just noticed is not himself. The boys said he was sleeping yesterday.
Okay.
Oh, that's unusual. They only go to sleep for 4 hours.
Yeah.
But I've noticed today his eyes are a little bit gunky, so a bit of a build-up around his eyes. I've cleaned it with some normal saline, you know, just with a wipe, just tried to clean it. But I've just gone, let's give him his favourite treat, lettuce. And no, doesn't want to touch it. And I'm like, yeah, something. Smelling it a lot. Oh, he's eating it now.
Okay.
No, he's just smelling it. So I'm wondering maybe a vitamin C deficiency. I don't know. I'm like.
Yeah, there could be something going on there.
Don't know if I'm going to get to you before 1 o'clock because we're out at Wham You're In.
Oh,
but I really
right.
don't want to leave him. I don't know what to do.
I'm
worried he's going to die. So I'm like, I'm really stressing about him.
Yeah, because guinea pigs, they do need to keep eating, as you probably know. So
yeah, we give him pellets every day and grain every day, but they do get like carrots, watermelon, lettuce, celery. So I'm just worried.
And has he been eating up until today?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Up until today.
Okay. And what are his droppings like? Do you know if he's, has he got diarrhea or anything?
It's a bit hard to say, but because there's two of them.
Yeah.
But the droppings have been fine. Absolutely normal looking.
Okay.
Normal guinea pig droppings.
But yeah. If you notice a big difference in his activity levels between yesterday and today, if he's really lethargic.
He is. He's just not his normal. Like, he is pretty chilled compared to the other one.
Yeah.
But I've just noticed, I'm like, no, you just don't look well. Does that make sense? Like, he's got his little eyes and they're just not as open as they usually are.
Yeah.
They're not open.
I think he does need to be seen today. So if he can't get here before 1, there is the Unusual Pet Vets at Budrum. They're open till 5 today.
Okay.
So they're very experienced with, they only see exotics as well, so they can treat anything.
Okay.
So I'd probably call there if you can't get it, because the next appointment the latest we could do is probably about 10 past 12, which I'd knock another hour away. So I'm not too sure if you would be able to make that one. Otherwise,
possibly. Yeah. How much is a consult?
It's $175.
Okay, for a consult, yep.
Yeah, and that'll just be a full checkup. But if he needs any medication or anything, that'll be extra.
Okay. All right, but if we were able to make it, you would be able to fit us in today?
He could squeeze you in, like, last appointment, which is probably be about 12, or the very latest 10 past.
Okay.
That's, like, only another hour away, so I'm not too sure.
We're at Wham You're In, so we'd
be
literally jumping in.
I had been to Wham You're In, but I can't remember how far away it was from.
It's probably about 15 minutes from Caboolture. Depending on traffic,
and Caboolture's probably half an hour away from here, maybe.
Yeah.
So, you could do that, or you can just call Unusual Pet Vets and see if they can fit you in, like, a bit later this afternoon.
Okay.
That way you won't be rushing to get here.
Yeah. I'll just see what my husband says, if I can get there or not.
Yeah.
In time.
Maybe call Unusual Pet Vets and see if they have, like, an appointment. If they don't, then give us a call back.
Okay. Unusual Pet Vets at Budrum.
At Budrum, yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Alrighty. That's all right. Okay.
Bye.